Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
On this week's episode of Down the Wire, MLB, you fucked up. The NFL has a bunch of hirings. Rodgers. Also, the NBA draft is getting a little interesting. Also, Tom and I need to talk about hurling. All this and more coming at you down the wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah,
Tom and episode Dave number 103. Shit.
Down the wire. It's just another fucking day out here. Another day. Happy Friday to all you listening.
What? It's the... Oh.
See what I did there?
Damn, you a sneaky sumbitch.
Yeah, we record on Thursdays, but I was just wishing everyone a happy Friday.
Jesus, Tom.
Sorry, it's my Windows update now. That was asking for right there. No problem. Oh, good cough cover up, though. Very
like
nice.
That was good. I told you, I got my finger on the cough button.
Oh, Dave, it is Thursday, January.
Friday.
Fuck me.
You already fucked.
I already fucked. It's Friday, January 27th. And we have another autonomy coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. Dude, you honestly, people, if you can make it, 420 South First Street, Comedy Sports Milwaukee. Come and see Autonomy Economy Comedy. It is going to be a fucking fun show.
It's a banger every time.
And I've changed it up a little bit. Same basic premise where you, the audience, are calling all the shots. But since it's my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday?
Oh, did I not mention that?
Oh, happy birthday.
Since it's Sunday, my birthday, I want to play some of my favorite games and have some of my favorite people there as well. So it's going to be one hell of a fucking show. Seriously, don't miss it. 420 South First Street. You can show up at like 7 o'clock p.m. and
get a couple drinks.
Get a fuck ton of drinks.
Yeah.
And just be prepared to see all of the funny that you helped create.
Yes. I'm going to change things up a little bit too for your birthday.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm going to produce it a little differently.
Like, produce this?
No, I was just kidding. I was just trying to think of something different to do as well.
No, don't fucking hurt yourself. Dude, I'm sorry. What?
We're not Mayo guys, though.
No, sorry. People, ladies, gentlemen, Tom and I have to, like, just pause our regularly scheduled Down the Wire to just proclaim the best sport you've never heard of. Hurling.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. And now I'm wondering, like, if I should have been, first of all, rate these names for Irish scales right here. The only Irish family in Cudahy that's truly from Ireland that I know, Patrick Callum Declan.
Boom.
Like, holy shit. I mean, those are the most Irish names you can think of, right? Yeah. And so I should have, like, been asking them about this if they know anything about it. I know they're big rugby guys. Like, they really fuck with rugby and go visit rugby.
What about, like,
out there.
Gaelic football, too? Do you ever see that?
I have not, but I know that Packy, his Patrick, he speaks Gaelic. Like, he's all in on the Gaelic. I mean, he's from Ireland, so he's legit.
So if you haven't seen what hurling is, it is a mixture of soccer, hockey, lacrosse, and death.
I think you should just say Rocky. I was going to say rugby and hockey. No. Yes. Rugby, hockey, soccer.
Baseball? To an extent?
Like, More like what's it called in baseball when you just would hit grounders like to people?
Yeah, it's like opening
PFPs or whatever the fuck. Like when you're it's just like your coach is hitting fly balls and ground ball warm ups, but instead you're trying to tackle him while he does that.
We promised each other we wouldn't get into it so much, but it's just fucking nuts. People, go and watch it. Also, we're big Limerick guys.
Limerick.
All the way.
They're green.
Yeah. Green envious.
Green is like Green Bay. You know what I mean?
Very much. And not Mayo. We are not Mayo,
no,
guys.
No, we are not Mayo, guys. Or what is this fucking team? Clap?
No. Oh, damn it. I just had it too. What the fuck was it?
Are you looking up Limerick gear?
No, I was looking up the Milwaukee Hurling Club.
Oh, okay. Gear. Yeah.
But I did have the fucking championships like 2 seconds ago, but no, you know, whatever.
Okay. Well, speaking of champions, I mean, if you win a championship, some say it really helps your Hall of Fame status, right?
Yes.
And maybe so in other sports, like football, Hall of Fame, championships, they go hand in hand, I would say, right?
I would agree.
Basketball, not really. You don't need too many championships, would say, to be a Hall of Famer, right? But baseball, maybe it helps. Maybe. You know who has a Hall of Famer? You know what Hall of Famer has a championship? Scott Rolen. Scott Rolen does.
Your boy.
Todd Helton does not.
No.
Does not have a championship. And I have to believe that's the only reason why Scott Rolen got into the Hall of Fame and Todd Helton didn't.
Yeah, MLB, specifically, I guess, the Hall of Fame voters, the writers. How in the flying fuck do you only vote in Scott Rolen and not Todd Helton?
I would just like to shout out the 23.7% of people who didn't vote for Scott Rolen as well, because you stood your ground and you went, because Scott Rolen had the most buzz, right?
Yeah.
Of any of the Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He was the one who had the most buzz throughout the year. What was his results last year? Can you look up his results last year, 2022? Scott Rolen was the name that everyone only talked about on this Hall of Fame ballot as soon as it came out. And me personally, I had no... I didn't get the hype. I didn't understand the hype behind Scott Rolen being the guy that was headlining this Baseball Hall of Fame.
63.2%.
Wow. Okay, so he got less than Clemens and Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So hypothetically, Clemens and Bonds should have got on this year if we're just letting Scott Rolen get in.
Yeah.
And David Ortiz was in it? That was the only one who made it last year?
Yeah, he was the only one.
Okay, respect.
So Bonds was at 66, Clemens was at 65.2%. And now they are...
They're off the list. They're not on anymore. They were to the 10 years.
Yeah, but shouldn't they have been on the... Oh, they were off last year?
Well, last year was their 10th year. Yeah, they
couldn't... Oh, shit. Never mind.
So they couldn't anymore.
There it is.
Where is Todd Helton? Todd Helton.
52%.
And what about Billy Wagner?
Billy Wagner, 51.
And what'd they get this year?
72.2 and 68.1, respectively.
So, to be fair, Todd Helton's going to be a Hall of Famer next year.
He better fucking be.
He will be. Now, the Scott Rolen hype. I just thought of baseball as being the very hard Hall of Fame to get into, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just incredibly difficult. You have to be different. You have to be elite at the sport for a long ass time in order to make the Baseball Hall of Fame. Scott Rolen, in my opinion, it's got to be because he won Golden Gloves, and that's why he got in.
Well, I mean, his WAR is, like you even said, his WAR is ridiculous.
It is.
It's like 90-something.
But now, Dave, let's add this logic. It's 70.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
But also, let's pretend these old-ass fucks give a fuck about WAR.
No, they don't.
Exactly. You know what I mean? They don't care. They don't give a shit about war. They don't know what the fuck that means. Okay? These are the same. This is John Heyman. You think John Heyman fucking gives a fuck what war is? All right?
Heyman might.
He doesn't know what it stands for yet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Now, going through it, I just had a few numbers. If you didn't follow me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. Works Thomas. WORTZTHOMAS.
Nice.
Here's the tweet. Player A, player B, player C. Player A, 281 career average, 316 career homers, an 855 OPS in about 7,400 at-bats. Player B is a 296 career average with 352 homers, 891 career OPS in about 6,600 ABs. And player C has a 316 career average. Nuts. 369 home runs. Nice.
Nice.
953 OPS in about 7,900 ABs. And might I add, Scott Rolen walked about over 1,300 times, and he struck out less than that. He walked more than he struck out.
That's pretty impressive.
Did I say Scott Rolen?
Yes.
I meant Todd Helton.
Oh, my bad.
That's who player C was. Okay? Yeah. Player C was Todd Helton. Player B was Ryan Braun. And player A is Scott Rolen. Okay? Hitting the baseball, Ryan Braun was better than Scott Rolen. And Ryan Braun, steroids or not, should not sniff the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Right. I mean, come on.
I mean, he should, but because of the steroids, he's not. He should not.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer with those numbers anyway.
Okay.
To be fair, the 891 OPS is kind of great. That's elite shit right there.
This, I just do not understand the fucking shellacking, in my opinion, of just disrespect to Todd Helton. Yeah, and look, I was someone that was pro Scott Rolen, right? But I told you that if they just put in Scott Rolen and not Todd Helton, well, that's bullshit.
This bitch.
That's bullshit to me.
It's bullshit. Absolutely bullshit.
And look, you can say what you want about like years, because like, okay, maybe if Todd Helton was on his first or second year, I still find that to be bullshit, because that is one of the like dumbest fucking things.
Right, like, let's make the guy wait. Like, if he's a Hall of Famer, he's a Hall of Famer.
You gotta wait a little bit. Blah, blah, blah. Scott Rolen was at his fifth year, and Todd Helton his fourth.
That's last year's.
You're looking at there.
So fifth and sixth. Add another year. Yeah.
So what I meant to say with that is that Scott Rolen's just a year ahead. That's bull.
Right. And that's on top
fucking
of
bull.
On top of that, his numbers just aren't nearly as good. He has 8 gold gloves. Okay. That's impressive as fuck. It's also, now I learned, the least inducted position, third base.
Yeah.
Which would not have guessed that. Would you have guessed that?
What would you have guessed?
I mean, if they're counting outfield as all one position, I guess you gotta, like, I would have thought left field or something, maybe.
I actually probably would have thought, like,
catcher.
Reliever.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
especially if a middle relievers, they never get touched.
Right. You got to be different.
In closers, you have to be extraordinary.
Well, look at Billy Wagner. I mean, Billy Wagner, I believe, has the most saves of any lefty of all time.
Well, you know what stops Billy Wagner is his postseason. His postseason numbers are, like, really fucking bad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I know that affects him. You know what shouldn't affect Todd Helton, though? Coors Field. And that is, I guarantee you, that is the fucking reason why he doesn't get in. That is bullshit.
It is. And I think that Nolan Arenado has done a great job of, like, punishing that narrative, because, I mean, he's only gotten fucking better. I mean, maybe not better, but he's stayed just as good in St. Louis.
Still just as potent.
And I mean, legit fucking dude. You know what I mean? He's the guy in St. Louis. He was like second or third in MVP voting this last year. He's a finalist, I know.
Yeah.
So you know, Todd Helton, I think personally, gets affected by the time he played in, because his best years are next to Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa. You know what I mean? So that, I think, is what affects him more than anything else. He didn't get to win any awards. He didn't get to win anything, like, legit other than a couple of silver sluggers and gold gloves. But
he got three gold gloves as a first baseman.
And I told you that yesterday. Like, wasn't he pretty good at defense? Like, I don't understand why Todd Helton's not in and Scott Rolen is. Scott Rolen, I'm almost certain to say that the most overhyped, maybe not overrated, I won't go that far, but the most overhyped Hall of Fame inductee of since the turn of the century.
It is now turned from the Hall of Fame to the Hall of Very Good.
You know, like Scott Rolen's a Hall of Famer and Barry Bonds isn't. Like, get the fuck out of here. What a stupid sport, bro. What a stupid sport we like. A stupid sport. Like, they could be hurlers instead, but we watch baseball. Fucking stupid.
Oh, shit.
Should we call for some people's jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the NFL is getting hot now. We're getting into some hiring and some, what else would it be called? Promotions.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Some change of sceneries, some names we've all heard.
Sure.
The three big ones so far. Nathaniel Hackett is the newest offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. Frank Reich is the newest head coach of the Carolina Panthers, and Bill O'Brien, the newest offensive coordinator, well, returning back, right?
Yeah.
To the New England Patriots, because didn't we do the Belichick coaching tree, and Bill O'Brien's like the best one, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
And Brian Flores was decent too.
I think, yeah. We did do that. Now I can't remember.
It was Bill O'Brien. I'm almost 100% sure he's the only one that has like over a 50% winning percentage as a head coach. Now, I will say this. Where do you want to start? You want to start with Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the one that is the furthest, right? So let's go
first for, one.
Let's go recency of shit. So let's go like, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sure, cool. Like, Bill O'Brien was a decent coordinator. He was at Penn State, I want to say, as a head coach.
That sounds right.
But right after Sandusky and Paterno, so he handled that really well.
Yeah.
Did his thing, went back to the college game, and obviously was at Alabama doing some great shit over there and running their offense and whatnot. I don't hate the move. I don't hate the move.
Look, if there's anyone that's going to be able to wrangle the insane personality that is Bill O'Brien, it's Bill Belichick.
Sure.
Right? I mean, and it's also, anything's a fucking step up from Matt Patricia as your goddamn OC.
Right. The defensive coordinator, like that was so weird and random. And I don't think that got enough coverage as, like, they literally hired a guy who was their defensive coordinator forever to be their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, I mean, we already know that Belichick runs the defense.
Sure.
So, but yeah, it was very fucking weird. And I don't know why that wasn't a bigger story, I guess. Maybe it's because of the fact that just, like, it's Bill Belichick.
Right.
And maybe it's because we knew that the fucking Patriots weren't going to be shit for this season.
Well, and if I'm going to be honest, Dave, I think he's out the door, Bill.
And it's, out the door of life?
Well,
he's got to be
out the door of the NFL. He's 70, I think, Bill Belichick. And yeah. Look at the league now. I mean, it's all offensive-minded coaches that are dominating the league. Look at the last four teams that are in right now between Sirianni. They have Kyle Shanahan, Zach Taylor, Andy Reid. I mean, these are all offensive coaches. They're not focusing on their defense.
How many defensive coaches can you name in the NFL?
Well, Sean McDermott was the last one standing, and his defense looked like shit against Cincinnati.
Oh!
So, right now, it sure as hell looks like a lot of it is focused around the offensive game. Bill O'Brien, they bring in a guy who's been dominating offense at the college level with Alabama for the last 2 years. Is that how long he's been there?
Something like that. Well, first of all, Alabama didn't look all that hot this year.
Alabama lost on bullshit twice. I mean, that's they lost twice this year. Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say that they didn't look good because Alabama lost on two last-second plays, one being to Tennessee, who had a phenomenal year, and one being LSU, who until the last game of the year had a phenomenal year. I mean, that...
Cry about it.
Alabama was a good team. I don't think that's fair to say. Next, hack job.
Look, we said he was going to a team in green. I just didn't think it was going to be New York.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to call an audible. Audible, Frank Reich. Frank Reich.
I see what you did there.
Okay, we're going to go Frank Reich. I'm sorry.
No, you're smart.
Yeah,
you're smart.
We're going to go Frank Reich.
Okay? Didn't even think about that. Yeah, Frank Reich first.
Frank Reich. I don't care if Hackett got hired first. We're talking about Frank Reich.
Yes.
This is bullshit to Steve Wilks.
Okay. I was watching, was it Pardon the Inter... Not PTI. What's the other one? Yeah, PTI, right? That's Tony Kornheiser and shit.
Wilbon.
So Pablo Torre was talking about this, and he said something that I think is 100% true.
Go for it.
One... It's complete bullshit to Steve Wilks.
Complete bullshit to Steve Wilks.
And it's bullshit to black head coaches in the league. He is not wrong about that.
I mean,
not wrong at all.
I would say this is what I'll say about it. They have a whole protocol that they go for. And
the Rooney Rule is so fucking stupid.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense, really. It just talks about interviewing and whatnot. Look. I totally, you know, the Panthers, maybe they think they're in a different mindset and a different style, and they want to push it to whatever. Steve Wilks cannot be your guy.
Hold on, though.
Frank Reich is definitely not your guy.
Hold on. That being said, Frank Reich is still a good coach.
I don't know, man. He's kind of just been decent in Indianapolis, and he's riding that Philly Super Bowl a little too long now, where he's coaching up Nick Foles.
Yes, but think of the work that he did with Carson Wentz. Remember, that's when Carson Wentz was borderline MVP.
Right, for and that was, 10 weeks.
That was also when he was first drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Reich started to fail after he left and got a bunch of like fucking senior ass quarterbacks.
Well, where do the Panthers draft? They're like eighth or some shit, I think, because they're in position to get CJ Stroud or Bryce Young, I guess, wherever they go from.
I don't know. I assume you're looking that up.
Yeah, I'm going to look up the NFL draft order real quick.
I'm saying if Frank Reich is able to get a young quarterback to actually develop, I think he might be good for the Panthers. And I'm not talking about fucking Sam Darnold. I'm not talking about any of those guys. Like, do they have a rookie quarterback like
No, they have PJ Walker, Baker Mayfield, and Sam Darnold this year.
Okay.
They're drafting ninth.
Mm.
With Atlanta, Vegas, Detroit, Seattle, Indy, Arizona, and Houston all drafting above them, as well as Chicago.
Well, Houston will trade down.
Or take a quarterback.
They're not taking quarterback at one. I just don't see it. At two, that's right. God damn it.
Bears have the number one pick.
Well, the Bears are definitely not taking quarterback.
Right, but they could definitely trade down to someone who will.
Cardinals are not taking a quarterback.
No, but Indy should.
Yeah.
Houston, Indy.
Well, it all depends on, you know, Jeff Saturday is fucking taking a second interview. So.
Which is just ridiculous, too. Like, I can't believe, if there's a fucking, if you want to talk about where's bullshit come from, like, if... Frank, if Jeff Saturday has a job next year and Steve Wilkes doesn't, like, that's bullshit. That's crazy.
Jim Irsay is really hyped on Jeff Saturday. Like, insanely hyped. Why? I have no clue.
I think it's
probably back on, like, his drugs and alcohol and, you know, cocaine right. and shit.
I just think it's a terrible move to get Frank Reich. I don't think there's any way, like, as the first hire, bro. He's the first one. Like, he's the guy.
You know why that is, though? Sean Payton has also talked about not taking any coaching gig this season.
Okay. D'Amico Ryans, like, is still out there.
Yeah. Well, D'Amico Ryans, you have to wait.
I mean, there's just no way in my mind. I think that Frank Reich is not, like, the guy. Like,
yeah.
Before D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else we're looking at. I think Dan Quinn's going to stay. They said that.
Yeah.
That's another announcement. Ben Johnson's going to stay that with the Lions. I know he had a lot of hype.
That's kind of crazy, if you ask me.
I don't understand. I don't understand the Frank Reich hire at all. He kind of gained a lot of steam late in this talk as well. I wouldn't have. If I was Carolina, I think that team is closer than they think because
it's the NFC South.
Exactly. I mean, Brady's going to be gone. That division's going to be up in the air.
Now. Yeah.
So why not go for the home run with a really good coach where you could dominate the division for a long time? Maybe they think that's Frank Reich. Okay. But to me, I'm not sold on it. I don't love it.
This is based off of Jacksonville's success with Doug Peterson this season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as they always say, the NFL is a copycat league.
For sure.
And that is what they see. You know, you got dudes that were first-time head coaches this season that were complete ass. And one of them, we're about to talk. Oh, I'm dying.
Dying.
One of them we're about to talk about. We might as well just get into it now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nathaniel Hackett hired as the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets.
Ooh.
Can we say this? Is this now the second year in a row a team is fucking getting Hackett because they want Aaron Rodgers on their
team? Yes. Absolutely yes. But
why would he get a job?
This is a better situation for the Jets than it was for the Broncos. Because the Broncos, they put Hackett in the fucking driver's seat.
Sure.
Right? Now he's the OC. Robert Saleh is a defensive coach. You know, I think we were just talking about that, right? Mm-hmm. So Robert Saleh is able to kind of give that to Hackett to call those plays again. I mean, look, say what you want. I was thinking that bringing him back to fucking Green Bay was in the works. I thought it made sense, but
they're going to get Mike LaFleur.
I mean,
they're going to have the LaFleur brothers watch.
Mike LaFleur just, like, absolutely washed the fucking floor with his brother, like with the Packers last season.
Yeah, he did. So they figured it out. They had it together.
Or this season, rather.
I don't know why Hackett is. I other than the possibility of an Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, him to be hired this early and to have that much power after having the worst head coaching season of all time.
What is he? The second coach ever to be fired mid-season in his first year on the job?
I think it was sixth or something like that. But
I think it was like second since like 1973 or some shit like that.
Well, the other one was Urban Meyer. Like, it was not great company he was in for a lot of this shit. I don't understand the move other than the fact of you think you have a shot at getting Aaron Rodgers, and I think a lot of people now assume Aaron Rodgers is gone.
Well, and that leads us to our next little topic. Aaron Rodgers himself came out this week and talked about being willing and wanting to take a pay cut or like a pay restructure and shit. Look, if this is me, I think Aaron Rodgers knows that he is He was not good last season.
Correct.
Or at least just not Aaron Rodgers, right? And the fact that the dude is basically 40 at this point, right? What is he, 39?
He will be 39 this year, I think.
So, again, I'm rounding up. I can do that. Fuck you. Like, he's 40. A 40-year-old quarterback, definitely on the decline. He does not want to go to the Jets, the Texans, the Colts, the fucking Falcons, wherever the fuck you want
to,
like.
Does he want to go to Vegas and play with Devontae again?
You say that. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to say that he will be on a new team next year. I don't really know where. I'm almost just speaking it into existence because I'm hoping for it at this point. I want him off the team. You want him off the team, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And on top of it, the lucrative trade evaluations that they think we're going to get with for him, I don't understand. Like, why would you give up 2 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers right now?
Yeah.
Why?
You got me.
Why?
You fucking got me.
Maybe one. I mean, that's a big
maybe. Do you know
maybe.
What I fucking heard? First of all, I just want to say, I was on this shit about the Jets. I have been saying that Rodgers to the Jets was going to be a thing, right?
Sure.
And the Jets have come out and they have said they are willing to give up 2 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers. Fucking take that deal, Green Bay.
Today.
Take it now.
Today.
I also heard rumor mill that there was a... Aaron Rodgers to the Jets for a 1st-round pick and Sauce Gardner.
No, that's not going to happen. That's
impossible. That's insane.
That's impossible.
If that's the fuck, look.
No, I don't even. But like, I saw Quinn and Williams involved with one, and I was like, why? Why would they do that? They would not do that.
No, you don't need him.
Well, no, I'm saying why would the Jets give up a future player for Aaron Rodgers? Like something like that. A guy who literally can be a future player. Packers could absolutely use one more interior D lineman. I mean, Kenny Clark's great. He's not Superman. You know what I mean? I would absolutely take Quinnen Williams in a 1st-round pick for Aaron Rodgers. That doesn't make any sense to me is what I'm saying. Why? What is the proof that he's going to be better next year? What is that proof? Because he was good 2-3 years ago?
You're just not going to get anything for him.
And if anyone gives us 2 first-round picks, we take the deal. You have to.
I'm telling you right now, dude, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets seems so...
Give me a percentage. Like, this percent he's on the... he's gone, this percent he stays. Like, add it up to 100... If you were to say 50-50, but like, what's the percentage?
I want to say 80%.
That he's gone.
Yes.
To the Jets is what you're calling?
To the Jets.
Yikes, dude. I mean.
I really feel so strongly about this. And if the Jets are as dumb as I think they are, which if they're coming out and be like 2 first-round picks, they're going to bump up their prices as Green Bay is like, nah. Right? They're just not going to stop at 2 first-round picks.
So what do you trade for? Like, if you're getting one player from the Jets, and no, don't say Sauce Gardner, because I don't think that's even like, do you go for a receiver? Do you get like Corey Davis out of that or something?
I will take the 2 first-round picks.
And just be happy, right?
I would be ecstatic for that.
What about Elijah Moore? Like, didn't he have beef with them this year? Now, I feel like that kind of plays in on a roll right there. He didn't have a great year, but he was beefing with Mike LaFleur, I want to say. So maybe if we get Mike LaFleur, they probably won't get him then. But I don't know, man. I don't understand the wealth and the price that comes with Aaron Rodgers right now, because... If they get 2 first-round picks, they're going to fleece a team. They're going to fleece the fuck out of a team. And all the Goody slander that's going to come with it can just shut the fuck up right off the rip. Because Brian Gutekunst is a good GM. I'm sorry.
Great GM.
He is a good GM.
Great GM. He is top five in the league.
Oof, maybe not. But
no, he is top five in the league. When you look at what this dude has done for the Packers, when you look at where the Packers were and realistically start to look at everything Ted Thompson didn't do, because the number of fucking people that were like, in Ted we trust bullshit, I'm telling you right now, Brian Gutekunst has done wonders for this team. He has not had a failing season in his tenure.
This year?
No way.
Well, I mean, this is one of his best drafts ever. I mean, he bodied this draft from top to bottom.
Nixon.
And brought in Keyshawn. Yep.
I'm just saying, man, he has done wonders.
I agree. I think he gets way too much hate because he has some seriously good resume picks. I mean, yeah, every GM has their fucking Jace Sternbergers, okay? And
yeah, well, and look, like, shit happens. You're not going to have a perfect fucking draft, dude.
Are you
going to
say A.J. Dillon's a bad second round pick?
No. No. We've seen so much good out of A.J. Dillon. And look, I refuse to believe he is, quote, a bad pick or even worse. You know, people want to say he's a bust. Get the fuck out of here. You're insane. Look, what is he in his third year?
I'm actually looking that up. It's definitely fourth year. No, Goody.
It's his third year.
Goody, it's longer. I would say.
I'm talking about A.J. Dillon. It's his third year because it's the same as Jordan Love. That was the same draft.
Okay.
So
Goody was hired in January of 2018, and I just want to go look at the drafts that he's had since then.
His very first pick was Jair Alexander.
Yep. I knew that. And then so I'm going to look at all Packers draft picks
ever
since 2018, right there. All right. Every GM, every pick made by GM Brian Gutekunst, there's an article about it right here. So in his first year, 2018, he brought in Jair as the first pick. Josh Jackson. We got a big Josh Jackson thing right
here. Huge Josh Jackson fans.
Here's the L's. Oren Burks, who played for a little bit but couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah, and look, he was a serviceable special teams guy.
Jamon Moore, wide receiver in the fourth round. That's a tough one. I mean, he had MVS, though, in the fifth round. Like, mm-hmm. He played for a little bit. Now, all right, whatever. Let's just skip that. The rest of the draft, he has J.K. Scott, like, in the fifth round. That's kind of early. Maybe a little bit of a...
Look, say what you want about J.K. Scott. He was fine.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of picks. Meh. 2019, right? His first three picks are Rashawn Gary, Darnell Savage, Elgton Jenkins. I mean, what...
Their wins.
What more? Now, how about this? Kingsley Kiki... In huge. The fifth round, who's actually been pretty fucking good the last, like, year and a half, all right?
Yep.
The rest of the picks, meh, okay? Then we go over to 2020, right? Which is Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon, which a lot of people are like, what the fuck, all right?
Yeah.
So much hate on Jordan Love. Josiah DeGuara, he got some minutes. And, hey, sixth round, we didn't have a fourth rounder these last 2 years, by the way. So these have all been, like, third, fifth, or sixth. Sixth round gets John Runyon in 2020.
Huge.
He's been a starting lineman for us. Okay. The rest of them, fifth and sixth round picks. I mean, you can't really do much after that. You don't have a fourth round pick. Now, here's the next one. 2021. First round pick, Eric Stokes. I think we're okay with right now, right? Second round pick, Josh Myers, our starting center.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Third round pick, Amari Rodgers, we know how that one went.
Yeah, well.
Didn't work out.
Shit happens.
And then Royce Newman again in the fourth round.
That's a win.
And then we're back to fifth round picks. Like, dude, he's just drafting fucking starters.
Go to this season, though.
And then now let's go to this season, right?
We have Christian Watkins, right?
Watson, sorry. Jeez, are you even a Packer fan?
Sorry. Romeo Doubs.
You're missing First of all, you didn't even talk about the Georgia boys in the first round.
Well, look, I'm getting there. I started off offensively here. Okay?
I don't believe that.
Devontae Wyatt?
Yep.
How about later on? What's it? Kingsley Enagbare?
Yep.
He's like a fifth or sixth round pick, right?
He was a fifth round pick.
Fifth round pick. And that dude fucking performed.
Well, so first of all, first three picks, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, Christian Watson. I mean, Quay Walker, say what you want about him, dumbass, good football player.
And Devontae Wyatt was getting in on the action towards the end, and correct, he was looking better.
Next, Christian Watson. Well, we said that one.
Yeah.
We had Sean Ryan, tackle slash guard.
He's been playing this season.
Didn't have to because Zach Tom was an absolute beast all year.
Monster.
A beast. Okay. Like, this guy's drafting 3-4 guys every year who are just playing on the team, dude, bro.
And you're not even talking about his free agent classes.
Exactly.
In which, if you forgot, Ted Thompson never did shit with the fucking free agents. And the one time he did was Charles Woodson, and they won a fucking Super Bowl with that player. So, look, I'm telling you right now, Ted Thompson, great, not as good as what fucking Brian Gutekunst is doing right now.
So, the big knock, I think, on Ted, or on Brian Gutekunst, is he brought in Jimmy Graham, not a great one.
I got
good ones too. I got good ones. I'm just saying this is what the people who are arguing against us.
Jimmy Graham was also on the decline in the first place. So they got him for relatively cheap.
Sure.
He was only here for a 2-year deal, right?
Right. I mean, he caught 55 passes in 2018. He only caught 38 in 2019. Only 5 touchdown passes, not a great blocker all around.
Yeah.
Whatever. Bob Tonyan's been a beast since then. Was he, where was Tonyan? I didn't even see him get drafted. Sign him? I don't know what that was. Brought in Billy Turner, who was starter on the tackle side for us for a long time. Za'Darius Preston, Adrian Amos. That's three guys that they just had to do right there. And then Ricky Wagner was another tackle that started for us. Christian Kirksey, I mean, he played for a little bit. Dude, those are three home runs there with Za'Darius Preston and Adrian Amos, easily. And there's only a handful that he's brought in otherwise.
So, Tonyan was an undrafted free agent that signed...
What year?
2017.
Okay, so wouldn't have been... Who did he sign with? Yeah.
He was released before the season began in 2017 by the Lions and then signed to the Packers practice squad for the final four games of the season.
In 2017?
And was re-signed by the Packers by 2018.
Yeah, I mean, that's a goody move, bro. I'm sorry, it is.
Just saying.
Like, people, I don't understand why you hate Goody so much. Because he can't get along with Aaron Rodgers, the most unlikable guy in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Atlas shrugged, fucker.
All right, let's talk a little bit of this NBA news real quick.
We got huge trade news, baby. Rui Hachimura to the Lakers.
I will say, I know we only wanted to spend 10 seconds on this. The fact that it only took second round picks kind of just to get him makes me think the Bucks can make a move. I don't really know if I want the Bucks to make a move or care if they do, but I would have thought his value would have been way higher than like 3 second round picks and Kendrick Nunn. Glorious. Yeah, good for them. So let's move into our meat and potatoes.
Oh, that was it. Yeah,
that's all I wanted to talk about with Rui Hachimura. Like, did you have anything else you wanted to say about Rui?
No,
really. Exactly. I know Joe Pohorilis is probably like, oh, no, Rui, and we got nothing for him. But like, who cares? It's the Wizards. So nice. The NBA All-Star Draft is going to be done a little bit differently this year. It's going to be pickup game style.
How hyped are you for that?
So here's the thing, Dave. Does this mean they're going to wear their team jerseys?
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's a good question. You know, I was actually wondering
how they're going to sell jerseys.
Yeah, because I mean, it really feels like you are going to lose money doing this.
Yeah.
But obviously, the NBA is okay with it, right?
Well, they must be printing out just like generic ass jerseys or something. I don't know what the fuck's happening with it. Like, that's, I mean, I love it. I love the idea.
They're getting picked like an hour before the game.
Yeah.
Or a half hour. Is it? I think it was what it was.
Who, okay, well, first of all, do we have the number of who made the All-Star team?
Well, not yet, because we're still getting like the actual percentage votes, right? I don't think everything is in yet.
All-Star starting
pools. This is what I want.
Okay, we have the starters.
I put starting poop.
I have the West.
Yeah, I got them all.
You got them all?
Yeah, 2023 All-Star Game starters announced.
Okay, read them off.
All right. So, obviously, Giannis and LeBron are captains.
Yep.
We have Jason Tatum.
Nice.
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Joel Embiid.
Cool.
Kyrie Irving. Donovan Mitchell.
All right.
Then Steph Curry.
Okay.
Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
Nikola Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
And Zion Williamson.
Cool. All right. Let's rock, paper, scissors for first pick right here. And first pick will go to Giannis because I said so.
Damn straight. Are we doing best two out of three?
No, out of one. Out of one.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Let's go.
Damn it.
All right. Okay. First pick, I'm Giannis. You can't take LeBron, obviously, because he's the captain.
I'm LeBron. LeBron James.
I'm going to take Luka Doncic with the first pick.
Interesting. Interesting.
I think that I don't think you can go wrong with taking Luka on your team.
No.
And it's an all-star game, not building a championship. I want Luka.
Yeah. No, and I dig that. I absolutely do. Are we doing this snake style? Or are we like...
No.
Is it just going back forth?
I think it's just back forth the way they do it.
Okay.
So
I'm just double checking.
Yeah. Back forth.
All right. All right. Then my next pick, or my pick, I should say, give me Jokic.
Yeah. That's probably who I would have took if I didn't take
LeBron James to Jokic. I dig that.
Yeah. They would work really well together. Okay. Then I'm going to take Kevin Durant after that.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm going to take Giannis, Luka, Kevin Durant. That's got two in my front court already, and
sure,
a guard that I already need. Yeah.
Then give me the money that is Steph Curry.
Mm, okay.
It's
kind of high.
I know, but it's still Steph Curry, and he always balls out in All-Star games.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Because I think I know where you're going next.
Really?
I think.
Was your next pick Jason Tatum?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, well, he's nasty. I mean,
I get it.
Realistically, if we're letting Ja Morant win, like, most improved players, you could let Jason Tatum win most improved player, because Jason Tatum, he took a jump from, like, amazing player to top five player in the league.
Well, what is it? The George Mikan Award, right? Is that what it was?
Whatever the fuck it is. Dude, how many birds just fly across the screen in hurling matches? Sorry. I mean, that was me that popped out. But
just so you know, this is a fucking tie. This went into extra time.
Yeah, I see that.
This game's fucking nuts, dude.
So you
went with I went Jason Tatum. Yeah, I dig that. Okay. My next player, I'm going to keep going big. Give me Zion.
Oh.
Yeah. Zion is having one hell of a fucking season.
Okay.
LeBron can play the two.
Sure.
He's done it before.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Well, I'm going to then...
Do you not agree?
I mean, I guess that's kind of the right pick you were supposed to make.
I'm trying to take power.
Yeah, right? I see that.
Man, dude, you got LeBron, you got Zion, you got fucking Jokic. Let's go. These are big fucking dudes.
Okay, I am... Wow, all the Western guys are taken, so we're in the East now here.
Yeah.
So what do we have left? We have...
Two guys, right? Two guys. No, three.
Three. What? No,
Who
two.
Who do we miss?
I'm not missing anyone.
Oh, I can see three guys.
but all the Western guys are taken.
One, two, three, four. Oh, I know why.
Because I need a pick? No. Why? I don't know why.
Tatum, you picked. Yep. Durant.
Durant.
Embiid.
We didn't take him.
Irving.
We didn't take him. And Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell.
Curry.
Took him.
Doncic. Jokic. Williams.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Well, that's four right there.
No, so where's the fifth? But LeBron. You're LeBron.
Yeah, but there's five up here and Giannis.
Yeah, but
LeBron. That's 10.
Yeah, but we have three names left. I have to pick. You have to pick. I have to pick. I'll have six guys. Okay, well...
We're gonna have to record this session again, are we?
No, we're not gonna do that, but I don't understand. What's my team? Is this my last pick? I have Luka.
Yeah. And then I took Jokic.
Yep. And then I took Kevin Durant.
Yep. And I took Curry.
Hold it up on your finger so we know, damn it. All right. And then I took Tatum.
Tatum. And I took Zion.
I have Giannis. So that's my four.
And I have LeBron. I have four.
And then I'm taking Kyrie Irving.
Okay. And then I will take Donovan Mitchell.
But Joel Embiid doesn't get drafted? How does this math not work?
Why are we so bad at math, people? No,
what are you doing wrong? Damn it. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, okay, so they have 11 starters. That doesn't make any sense.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Oh, yeah.
What? Oop. What? That's not possible, NBA.
Look, I'm just reading what I got.
I don't believe you. So figure it out, Dave. What did you fuck up here? Because I have five starters right here, and I'm gonna go look it up on the Eastern side, and you're gonna give me a wrong number here now.
I'm probably going to.
Oh my god, you just made us look like dumbasses counting to 11.
I'm good at this.
Like, yeah. So. Joel Embiid's not starting.
Oh, then we didn't take him. See? You're welcome.
Fair enough.
See? We did this right anyways.
Oh, God. Fucking. I hate this so much. Why does it say Joel Embiid was starting over there from your list?
I have no fucking clue. Blame Blazers Edge.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that's my team. I'm beating Tom.
Glad we just did a fucking whole meat and potato segment on that.
Yeah, dude, we
were like, we need something, and we just fucked it. Absolutely royally fucked it.
Was it that bad? I thought it was pretty solid.
Whatever. I mean, it worked out, I guess. So let's do this playoff preview now.
Yeah.
We have two championship games. We've been waiting this whole time to talk about it. And we have the AFC. Well, the first game is the AFC championship game. Is that correct? I believe so.
Yeah.
On the slate. That's going to be the Chiefs and Bengals. And from what I saw, it was like Bengals were 1-point favorites in this. Going to Arrowhead, that would be absolutely fucking nuts if that's the case.
And, you know, Patty Mahomes is out there doing his shit right now.
Yeah, that scares me a lot to, like, I think Mahomes is going to play. He's going to be fine by the end of it, too. So,
yeah, I mean, he's been walking around like nothing's going on. I mean,
so I got Chiefs minus one now. Chiefs minus one.
Okay.
Bengals are plus 100. So if you think the Bengals are going to win, I mean, it's, you know, bet $100, win $100.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty solid. Over-unders at 47 points. I really hope that's higher.
Yeah, that seems really low.
I really hope that's higher because that seems ridiculously low. Bengals are 5-1-1 against the spread in their last seven, and KC is 4-1 against the spread in their last five. What are you feeling off the rip here?
I still believe Patrick Mahomes is the best. Give me the Chiefs. Mm. It's a tough one. It really is, though.
I agree with you, but I don't want to. I think that's how I feel about the whole situation. Sure. I want the Bengals to win this game. I want Joe Burrow to win this game.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is... can Patrick Mahomes call Joe Burrow daddy if he loses after this game? Because he is...
He's going to have to.
Going
to
be four... He's 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes in his career in the NFL.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
Including the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, I could definitely see a scenario if he loses to Joe Burrow, it's going to be a tough scene for him.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a final score, maybe? I don't know if the... Dude, the Chiefs...
Final score.
The Bengals' defense is way better than the Chiefs' defense. The Chiefs have Chris Jones, who's... a fucking beast. Go ahead. Respect it. He's good. I just don't think that he's going to have... the Bengals figured it out against the Bills. Like, their offensive line troubles, even though they had the guy hurting, whatever it was. Like, they figured it out.
Bengals are definitely the hottest team going into this playoffs, man.
Mm. Over in the AFC.
I'm actually going to give it to the Bengals.
I don't know if they're hotter than the 49ers.
I know what you're saying, but like, say what you want. The Bengals have just been really riding high.
I'm going to say the Chiefs win this game because one seed has to make it and one seed has to not make it.
Yeah, well, and you just don't like the Eagles.
Well, I don't think the Eagles are a better team than the 49ers. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
That's where I come from with this. I'll say the Chiefs win this one 27-24.
Give me 31-25.
25?
Yeah.
Is there a safety in this game or some shit?
No, you can do it.
Going for two?
You can get it.
Okay.
It's going to come down to that close of a game.
Who's going
to
have more yards, Mahomes or Burrow?
Mahomes. You got, you're going to have, what's his face, running it for the Chiefs? No way. Well, Patrick Mahomes is going to throw it 50 times.
There's going to be, well, the scenario is... if the Bengals lose, it's because Joe Burrow gets sacked seven times, right?
Well, but again, they have Mixon, and Joe Mixon, say what you want, man. The dude ran for a fuck ton of yards last week.
He's not winning you AFC championship games. I'm sorry. You don't pay Joe Mixon.
This is what I'm not saying they're going to win because of him. I'm saying that they're going to go to Joe Mixon because they have an actual running game.
Sure.
Okay, the other game.
NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
the, I mean, just let's just be real. These are the four best teams in the NFL and probably have been for a little.
Well, I mean, that's debatable about Bengals and Bills. Look, the Bills shit the bed last week. There's no denying that.
And the Bills were losing to them when DeMar Hamlin happened, too. I'm just
A single touchdown. Relax. That was immediate.
I don't know how you could watch that Bills game and think that they have any business saying anything to the Bengals. Like, the Bengals were a better
team. But I will agree with you for the NFC, and it's like not even close.
It's not even close. And I am seriously thinking that we're going to see a really good game. But I don't think, for some reason, I have more confidence in Brock Purdy than I do in Jalen Hurts in these big moments.
Yeah, I know. I know you want to, you really want to ride the Brock Purdy train. And there's, honestly, I'm not besmirching you for that at all. It is a fucking amazing story, and I wish beyond all hope that he gets Rookie of the Year honors. He's not going to, but I really wish he would.
Do you want to, we could have done the finalists for that too. You want to do that quick after this? We still got time.
Nah, we bring it up next week.
We got so much time.
How much time we got?
I mean, we're about to hit an hour.
Nah, we'll do it next week. We'll have lots of time next week. Dude,
all right,
we'll be going into fucking, we'll be going into the fucking Pro Bowl. All
right.
The Pro Bowl weekend. Fuck that noise.
Okay.
Good. This is nothing on Brock Purdy. Like, specifically. I just know there is going to come a time when he comes plummeting to earth.
Why?
Because he's not going to be that good.
What if
for the next year?
Last week was this down to earth?
Then this is the most slept on quarterback of all time. And I think Tom Brady.
Yeah, and I think it could be.
Wow.
Based
on what?
Based on his ability to make plays, his ability to find open guys. He has an arm. It's pretty good. He's accurate as fuck. And he also has the best weaponry in the NFL. And now let's go over to this. We have Kyle Shanahan, who's been there before with multiple teams as multiple positions as an offensive coordinator who pretty much handled all the business. Kyle Shanahan won Matt Ryan an MVP. Do we forget this? Dan Quinn was the head coach. He wasn't fucking with Matt Ryan in any way. Kyle Shanahan got Jimmy Garoppolo to a Super Bowl already right now. Why can he not get Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy has done so much better in this 7-game stretch than any 7-game stretch ever for a quarterback.
Yes, I know. But like I said, I just don't know how this is possible. And especially when you consider the idea that like Tom Brady's retiring this season because he's going to fucking retire people. Eh. Tom Brady is on the way out the door. You know, again, the biggest draft steal of all time, only to be replaced by the new biggest draft steal of all time.
105 quarterbacks have thrown 200 plus passes as a rookie since the merger. Among those quarterbacks, here are the highest quarterback ratings from those quarterbacks, right? 94.5, Dan Marino. 98.3, Justin Herbert. 100.3, Russell Wilson. 101.2, Robert Griffin III. 103, Deshaun Watson. 104.8, Dak Prescott. 108, Brock Purdy. Bro! Come on! Stop trying to say he comes down to earth, bro. He's good. He's good at football. Brock Purdy is not bad.
He is. And again, I am not hating on Brock Purdy overall. Do I think he's going to be a good quarterback? Yeah. Yes, I do. Do I think he's going to be the greatest of all time? No. I can't give him that.
Greatest of this year? The team's stacked around him.
Sure, but at some point, he's going to have to come back down to earth.
I don't know. I think that those are... I think you're not in the minority. I think a lot of people agree with that statement. I just don't understand the logic as to why you would think that. Because
I know.
Only because of where he was drafted. It's not because of his play on the field. It is because of where he was drafted. People think that Brock Purdy needs to slow down. But why? Have you not watched the last 7 weeks? He has been a baller the entire time. An absolute beast on the field. And he gets a top five running back, a top five tight end, and a top five wide receiver, all on top of that with a top five defense.
Top two tight end.
And you know what? I could have probably said top two for almost all those positions except for Debo. He has amazing talent around him.
Even Tom Brady didn't get going until his second year in the NFL.
Cool. Cool. This is Brock Purdy. This isn't Tom Brady. Don't say he's the next Tom Brady. He is Brock Purdy. That's what he is.
You are literally making him better than Tom Brady.
No. I said you don't compare him.
You said he was going to be the greatest draft steal of all time.
When did I say that? You're just putting words in my mouth.
No,
I said greatest of this year. That's what I said.
No. Fucking rewind the tape.
We'll pause. So we reviewed the tape, and the quote is the most slept on quarterback of all time, which was, in my logic, not calling him better than Tom Brady, but for the value of last pick in the draft, what you have got for him.
Okay. So we'll say horse apiece for us.
Sure, but...
Because I was taking it as far as, like, fucking skill.
I mean, I'm saying as though what... You're never going to find a Mr. Irrelevant as good as him ever again. Ever. And he could stop right now. You will never find a Mr. Irrelevant drafted as good as him again.
That is fine. I will give you that. That is entirely fair.
I want to say that the people hating on Brock Purdy are the ones who are just looking at where he was drafted and not like accepting what he's doing on the field.
Okay.
And now let's be fair. The 49ers have a track record with quarterbacks in very early stages that they've looked really good and they've rode all in on, aka Colin Kaepernick. Okay, like, yeah, he has to play a lot more. If he wins a Super Bowl this year, like, fuck it, dude. Rock with Brock, dude. Rock out with your Brock out, okay?
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is, bro. He's winning games and he's not playing bad at all. I mean, last week he played, okay. You know, the first half of the Seahawks game, not great.
So Nick Sirianni was hired last season, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going over and looking at, like, track records, you know, between these teams. Yeah, because, like, 49ers got the edge last season, 17-11. Weird score, by the way.
Weird like, score. And I also trust Shanahan more than I trust Nick Sirianni. Now, I don't want to say I trust Shanahan because he gets cute as fuck with his football. We all know this, a.k.a.
He's been pretty tame this season.
He gets kind of cute sometimes, too. And he's got such crazy awesome players. Like, that's why he's like, let's get cute as fuck. I get it. But I don't understand why you can't think the 49ers are just a better team. And I also think going position by position, you know, stop at offensive line. Okay, offensive line, the Eagles kill them for sure. Every other position, the 49ers might have a better player.
Okay. A better player, yes.
Yes.
Wide receiver?
I mean, they have two really good ones on the Eagles and two really good ones on the 49ers.
also, I'm talking, I'm looking at it as a core. I always look at it as a core.
Okay, let's go in with the tight ends, add them into there, and you know what I mean? Look at, we got Debo, but, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle. And then now let's go A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. What three do you want? Yeah, the 49ers. The 49ers.
Man, no, it's the 49ers. Like, this is what I'm talking about. I don't know.
Yeah. You make a decision. Be right or be wrong. It's fine. You can be wrong in the future. But I'm telling you right now, I'm rocking with these 49ers. Like, this is the best team, maybe in the NFL. And everyone's doubting them because of Brock Purdy.
I don't think everyone is doubting them.
Doubting them as the best team in the NFL. What's the spread? I haven't even looked at the spread on this
game. I don't know, because they're not doubting them because of Brock Purdy. They're doubting them because of Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think, I would bet the Eagles are favored in this game.
By what? A point?
Yeah, it would be,
it's going to be extra close. And that is only because of the home field.
Looking at it, the Eagles versus 49ers spread right now, it is Philly minus 2.5.
See, I mean, that is only because of the home field. That is home field advantage. That's not because of anything else.
I think this game could...
Are you trying to say blowout?
No, but...
These are the two best defenses in the league.
True. True.
I mean, it really is. I think, right?
McCaffrey's going to be on one. Debo's going to be on one.
McCaffrey has that fucking calf strain. Or ankle. Is it ankle?
Man, I'm going to give a fuck. No. He's going to be fine, bro. He wears 23 now. He's different, okay? He's in the red. He's different now. This ain't the same Carolina McCaffrey.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm taking the 49ers to win this game.
I really cannot safely call a fucking winner.
What? Call one. We call every game. 24-21, 49ers win.
All right. I was high on him at the beginning of the season. I'm going to keep riding him this entire way. Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia Eagles.
He's just running into a buzzsaw right now, is what I think. And I could maybe very well change my whole narrative on Jalen Hurts. But to me personally, I just don't think that they've been challenged.
Will you do a Chris Middleton apology?
No.
If Jalen Hurts wins?
No, he had 154 passing yards on the Giants last week. Like, congrats.
Yeah, but he also had like 100 fucking rushing yards.
I don't think it was that much. I think he had a rushing touchdown and 2 passing, so he had 3 touchdowns. Everyone was fucking sucking his dick. Like, Jalen Hurts, I just want him to be challenged a little bit, and I want Brock to be challenged a little bit, okay? So this is a big challenge game for both of these guys. It's going to be a serious game for both of their season legacies, I will say.
Okay.
Twitter hitter.
Pop it off.
Get it over to here. Just so we go. Twitter hitter. Oh, God. Maybe I'll steal a quick hit for Twitter hitter.
This bitch.
All right, let's start it off here now. For my Twitter hitter. Do I make that a quick hit?
Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
All right. I think I should just go first on these Twitter hitters because you always get so in your feels about this. My Twitter hitter, I'm going to Rohan Kati. And with the absolute most fun thing to know about this NBA All-Star game, Thanasis Antetokounmpo got more player votes to be an All-Star starter at 5 than Marcus Smart, who had 3.
This bitch.
That's a good one. I have my Twitter hitter. Okay. So Kansas City just played Jacksonville last week, right? And there was a Kansas City fan eating a baked potato.
Let's go. Was his name Andy Reid?
No. So it was a female, right? And here's the picture. So someone tweets out Kansas City fan eating a baked potato from her pocket, right? And she's eating this baked potato right here. Well, okay. But here's the thing. She said, I caught you taking my photo as well. I enjoyed the baked potato. How about that win? And like took a picture of the guy taking a picture because she knew that he was taking a picture of the baked potato.
Is great.
Yeah. And so she has the baked potato half eaten in hand with his face right above it.
This bitch.
Wow. That is fucking troll.
Isn't that amazing? So shout out. Oh man. She already changed her header to KC Potato Girl.
Let's go.
I don't know how. Knickknack Paddywhack 6 looks like is her
Bruh.
So shout out to KC Potato Girl. That's my Twitter hitter.
I also didn't mention, sorry to jump in on it. Chet Holmgren also received 4 votes for the All-Star game.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
All right, quick hits.
Quick hits. How about Brock Nelson to start us off here? The New York Islanders, who just casually ripped a tooth out while he was
rad, dude,
on the bench. That was a pretty sick moment. Like, it's the most casual anyone's ever ripped a tooth out ever. It's also no blood. It's kind of weird. Like, why is there no blood? Do hockey players bleed? I don't know. That's something I don't know. All right.
Do they bleed?
Next up, by the way, Todd Helton was only 11 votes away from being in the Hall of Fame.
Fuck that.
So just to bring that back up, I'm scrolling through.
This bitch.
Next, how about an Uber Eats delivery driver walking onto the court with a bag full of food at the Loyola Chicago versus Dukinsey game?
Duquesne.
Yep, that's exactly how it is.
Are you going to let me finish? Go ahead.
Last night's prank, it was a prank, okay? It was not a real delivery driver.
Thank God.
Okay.
I was about to fucking say.
This was planned in advance, done for internet exposure, determined that the individual is wearing a mic and someone filmed this, okay? Which is an ultimate buzzkill, honestly.
Yeah.
But also makes so much more sense. Because how naive would you have to be to just walk in the middle of a basketball game?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I would think there's someone stupid enough to do that. Yes.
I don't know. Kwame Brown also saying that being a bust is better than being LeBron because LeBron can't do what I can do. As in, like, LeBron, everywhere he goes, gets paparazzi and pictures taken of him, and he can just, like, go to the movies. So, shout out to Kwame Brown for saying that that's how it is.
Good on Kwame, dude.
And then last thing, 3 years since Kobe died today. Crazy.
Yeah.
3 years.
That's awful.
And then the entire world flipped up on its fucking head after that.
I can still remember when that fucking happened. I was getting ready to wrestle that day and had to fucking stop and be like, dude, do you see this shit?
Yeah.
And then I messaged, I was with my old job, which was a bunch of basketball fans. I mean, wow.
Also, one of the worst days in American media journalism history. Yeah. Like, sure. With all the people just, like, reporting shit that just wasn't true the entire time. I mean, what we had so many, like, so many stories of, like, they just wanted to be the guy who broke Kobe Bryant dying. Yeah. And, you know, they said Rick Fox was up there with them. His entire family was up there with him. You know, there was just no information that was truly known other than Kobe was dead.
It was so fucking shocking, though. Like, I don't know.
Crazy that it's 3 years.
The media sucks. Let's just be honest.
Facts.
All right. My turn. So, have you heard of David Mudge?
No. Rank the name. Ready? 3, 2, 1, 2, 4. Okay. Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah, Mudge, come on.
That's why I got up to 4.
Well, David Mudge is an Australian soccer player. He has recently been named the world's oldest competitive soccer player.
Name's a 4 now, for sure, all day.
How old is he?
72.
Try 80 years old.
Wow.
This
good for him.
Motherfucker.
Did he score?
I did not see that. This just happened. I don't know. Like, he's definitely old.
Is it like Putin in the hockey games?
He played for the Kissing Point Football Club in Northern Suburbs Football Association.
So he could play in the MLS, is what you're saying.
Look at this man. Look at that man. He looks pretty damn good for 80 years old.
I was actually expecting him to look better.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying, like, if you're playing pro soccer, like, I was expecting him to look better. That's all I'm saying. It looks good for 80. Yeah, sure. Go for it.
See, and he actually got onto the field. So that's where he has gotten the record. Because the previous record was only 73 years old. So he kind of destroyed this record.
How long did he play? Did it say what minute he came on?
The Guinness World Records said its rules required Mudge to remain on the field for an entire 90-minute game.
What?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Shout out to David Mudge.
Yes.
That's nuts.
That's fucking nuts.
I thought he would just have to check in.
Nope.
He played the whole game?
Yep.
Wow. I mean, good for him. Fuck. That was way not what I was expecting. Yeah.
All right. My next one. This is kind of old, but I have recently been informed of this. So that's why I want to say it. Tom, Aaron Judge signed a pretty fucking lucrative contract this season.
9 years, 360.
Yeah. Right. He will have the opportunity to break a record. Did you hear about that? Aaron Judge will have the opportunity to become the second player over the age of 37 and weighing over 270 pounds to hit a home run.
Do you want to say the stat again?
So weighing over 270 pounds.
Okay.
And being over the age of 37.
Mm. So at the end of his career.
Take a wild guess at who the other player
is. So I have a couple names in my mind, and I have 3 guesses. If none of them are those 3, then I will what's the word I'm looking for?
Admit defeat?
Sure. But there's a better noun for that. Babe Ruth.
No.
Okay. Barry Bonds.
No.
Bartolo Colon.
Bartolo Colon. Oh! That is your boy.
What up? That was, come on, be impressed by that. From that jump of the 2 players that were pretty chalk picks, but I wanted to say Bartolo right away. I really did.
Isn't that fucking awesome?
I am so proud that I knew that.
Also, let's just be real. Bartolo Colon was way over 270 pounds when he hit that home run.
Let's
dude.
Just be real.
Look at this fucking photo. He's way over 270 pounds when he hit that home run.
He also is on the Hall of Fame ballot for next year.
Look, if Scott Rowland can get in, Bartolo Colon should get in.
I think he used steroids.
I don't care.
Okay, fair enough.
Fuck that. Bartolo Colon should absolutely get in. Fuck yes, dude. Isn't that an awesome thing, though?
That's a great stat. It's a great stat. I'm very happy that my brain immediately went there as well. So, that's great. What company he was just in there.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I would have thought Barry Bonds got pretty fucking heavy by the end of that, though. He looked like he ate the old Barry Bonds. You know what I mean? He was big as fuck. Probably not quite 270, 265.
Yeah.
Any more?
Yeah, I have one other one. Okay. And please, I have attempted to find if this is real or not. So I don't know. So I don't want to say I got yet because I have tried. But did you see Giannis and his wife this week?
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Real.
That is real.
That's real.
Okay. What?
Giannis always is like that.
But, okay. So Giannis has encouraged his wife the entire time. What's her name? I know her last name is Riddle Sprigger, which is rate that name.
3, 2, 1, 1. 7.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
I don't like Riddle Sprigger.
I do not.
Dave Riddle Sprigger?
Mariah Riddle Sprigger.
It kind of goes with everything.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Dave Riddle Sprigger?
Definitely could be a lot worse.
One is a bad
name. Okay, yeah, I'll rescind that. Give me, it's still below. I'm going to say 4.
Okay, fine.
It can't be average.
Bumping up 3 in 2 seconds. Pretty good.
Yeah, pace. Because
next
said
year, it'll be on the Hall of Fame ballot.
But yeah, launched a clothing brand, Sincerely Mariah. So she went to Instagram and posted a picture of herself in her new clothing brand. And Giannis went on there and just went to fucking town.
Yeah.
Quote, eggplant emoji, smiley face, sunglasses. When do you get home? Next one, eggplant heart. Next one, eggplant queen. You look beautiful. Next one, eggplant heart face. Next one, eggplant.
So many eggplants. Dude, there's so many eggplants.
All he was like, I'm going to dick you down tonight, girl.
Yep. Horny as fuck. And you know what? Respect. Respect to my boy Giannis, bro.
Okay. Hold up. Do you...
Oh, whoa.
What is going on? There's two of them. Sorry.
Speaking of
hurling is wild.
Yeah, speaking of dick down.
Hurling is wild, guys.
It's a great sport. Giannis has earned the right to be horny all the time. He's 2-time MVP.
He has always been such a horny fuck. Remember,
he had the blowjob, ring for a blowjob bell on his... He was like ding ding at his wife on his Instagram story. He was like, hey, I'm ringing the bell.
Not 49, not 51.
I need a 50 piece. like, come on. He's never leaving, right? He's never leaving.
I'm okay with him staying forever. He's already better than Aaron Rodgers.
He's ranked, if we were to rank Wisconsin sports figures
heroes,
he's damn near number one already. Like, he's right up there.
I would rank him.
Is he a bigger deal than Bart Starr?
Well, first of all, you're missing Robin Yount. Robin Yount's number one.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Ooh, really?
I mean, you think so? In this city? Like, Milwaukee, everyone's like Robin Yount. That's the first one. You got to think of this young generation, too, that's in with it, too.
Yeah, but that's bullshit, though. Like, recency bias? Is that what you're going with?
It definitely has some recency bias, for sure.
Sure, but I don't know, man.
I think Giannis he's going to take over.
Donald Driver.
Ooh, good answer.
I mean, low-key. Butler.
Not as good as Donald Driver to the community, I think. But very good. Close enough, too.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay.
All right. Eggplant emoji.
Sam Decker.
So pickle emoji.
No, that's Bronson Koenig. Dude, quick sidebar. When I was in high school, not a single girl in my school didn't have Bronson Koenig's dick pic on their phone. Like, actually wild.
Weird
fucking dude. Okay. Weird dude. Never got caught being a weird dude. Confirmed weird dude. All right. That's going to wrap us up.
Yeah.
Down the Wire 103 in the books.
That was only an hour and a half.
Yeah, hour 27.
Fuck.
We were out here.
We were feeling it today,
we
dude.
We were out here. Hurling put us in the mood. I guess we should just watch hurling before every show.
Like, low-key, I am super down with that.
Like, just be like, ah, let's go.
Long! Grab your slitters.
What's is it called? Your hurley? The stick?
Hurley, yeah.
So what is
and
it
rest
called?
Your hurley, your yeah. junk on your hurley that's right now. That's what's say. Going on for
what
this game.
What is it called when you literally put your balls on your hurley?
A surly?
It's called a Hurley Davidson.
Oh.
That's going to wrap us up here at Down the Wire.
Well, remember, it's a puck for a penalty. So would it be a puck fuck?
Oh, God. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure you guys download us.
Yes, and leave a 5-star review. Comment, rate, subscribe, do everything you can. And when we post about it, retweet, send it to your friends, spread it like an STD on a hurley stick.
But like a mild STD.
Yeah, yeah, not like an emerald like, ash borer.
Like a chlamydia, you know, taking antibiotics for antibiotics. I don't know why I said
antibiotics
that.
Antibiotics is going to be like a fucking Italian restaurant.
It's Louis Antibiotti. Fuck. Yes. Gabagool.
Give a little bit of my soppressata.
If you guys enjoyed this and all other types of Italian accents we do throughout the podcast, be sure you guys download us wherever you get your podcasts. That's Spotify, that's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Pandora, iHeart, Podbean. And if you don't want to download us, that's all right. You can always check us out on thechairshot.com.
And reach out to Tom if you want to get yourself an eggplant emoji.
Peace. Motherfuck, Dave. You do this every show.
That was
now.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah. Sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah. Down the wire. Yeah. Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah. Down the wire. Yeah. Down the wire. Yeah. Down the wire. Yeah. Tom and Dave Burks. Yeah. Down the wire. Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.